Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How much would you charge to break your heart? Serious question. Like, what? Like, someone breaks your heart, shatters it, you're devastated. What do you think you would charge for that to happen? 314-531-9898. Especially if this is the scenario, because what made us think of this is this guy had a $70,000 engagement ring. And he called off the engagement, and Hannah had joked, like, for $70,000, break my heart. And her family immediately texted her, Hannah, I can't believe you said that. And AB said, what would your price be?
I think my price would be $500,000.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. God. That's just ridiculous.
So I want you to answer the question in your car right now. You can either text us or call us at 314-531-9898. First answer that pops in your head, everyone write down your number so you can't cheat. We know AB's yeah. is a $500,000. Everyone's writing down an answer. You text in yours. I'm curious what listeners also say. 314-531-9898. How much would you charge? You know your heart's going to get just shattered. What is the price of it? Everyone reveal. Kevin would do it for free.
For free?
I've had my heart broken many times in my life.
Okay.
Get used to disappointment. It's free.
Hannah says you do it for $10,000.
For 10 grand. I mean, yeah, I've been there, done that. I know I'll survive.
Brett's at 100 million.
Oh, whatever, wow. Guys. Come on.
I don't know this feeling. I've been with my wife since high school.
And you don't want to know that feeling.
Yeah, you don't want to know it.
So, like, I don't really know. So, the only thing I can think of is I lose my wife. I don't think I could want that ever. There's not a single. I think I would honestly answer priceless. But then I thought to myself, like, I have to get enough money where my kids can live a completely different life and they're set. So, like, I know that my kids are okay would be like $100 million.
Yeah, see, and I was thinking more like, okay, where?
So it's like a dating breakup? I couldn't, I can't even imagine what that feels like.
That's what I was
thinking. You don't even get a say in this then.
Because I think I would do a dating breakup for like, you know, like 50 grand, but
no,
like,
no, it really? Ruins like, it ruins so much in your life.
Really?
You get over it. I've been through this multiple times
Hannah
on the bathroom floor. Like, I just had a big breakup.
I don't, it's not worth
breakup.
Having panic attacks for years.
Really?
Wow.
No.
Oh,
wow.
10 grand will solve it.
No. 10 wow. grand is nothing.
This is where all
to me, it's something. I just know I'll get over it. People get over heartbreaks,
or they don't.
Wow, this is completely, everyone has a completely different answer. Kevin's over here doing it for free.
I'm like, doing it for
who
free.
Who wants to break this guy's
hey, look,
heart?
Look,
step right up like at the circus.
I don't want to do it for free, but unfortunately, I think that that's kind of the way it is. And you're like, you know, not that you get used to it, not that you want to get used to it or something like that, but I don't think you can put a price on a breakup. I mean, my God, if Sarah walked out, I'd be devastated. I'd be living in a box.
Right, yeah.
You know? So no.
I think it's different. So like, I was trying to imagine like the breakup. Like, and it was too hard for me to do. Like, I really was into somebody, and then we got broken up, and I was heartbroken. And then I guess like 50 grand for that, but like, I don't know.
I'm sticking with my $500,000.
Okay.
Maybe more.
Think about it for you. What is the price tag? You know you're going to get broken up with. You know you're going to get heartbroken. You walk into this relationship. Like, I guess you have to like have memories and built it up happy, and you know it's going to end. What would you charge? 314-531-9898. We are all over the place on our answers. This is such an interesting conversation. People are like, friends are texting us now. Like, what's the going price for a heartbreak? Like, if you knew your heart was going to get shattered, broken, devastated, what would you be willing to know? Hey, I'm going to do this. You're going to get into this relationship. It's going to end in heartbreak. But at the end of it, someone's going to cut you a check. And at the end of that check, what would you sign up to do it for? How much? 314-531-9898. Kevin's like those people signing up for The Bachelor. He'll just do it for a rose. He said it's free.
I don't think you can really, you know, and maybe it's just the romantic in me. I think if you put a price on love, it just taints it. And I don't want to taint love. Because it ain't worth it.
Oh, Kevin, you're so cute.
Have you ever seen those, like, Love is Blind?
I know.
Man, they'll set up for anything on reality TV. You know it's not going to end well, but at the end of the day, they cut those people a check, and they get, you know, reality TV famous. What are people texting on the text line here?
I mean, people are all over the map on this. Someone says sliding scale based on the time investment. So the longer, the higher the price.
That's a good point, because like if you know it's going to end up in a heartbreak in like 2 years, like, or if it's going to be like a heartbreak in like 6 months, interesting.
Another person said, why pay when I get it for free? That's how I feel. Like, I've already been through this, so I'll take 10 grand.
You would purposely be in a relationship knowing that it would end, and at the end of the, you only just get $10,000 for your devastation?
Yeah,
never in a million years.
Your price was the same as Colleen. Colleen, how much would you charge?
I would say $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to picture this though, guys. Someone has like one of those suitcases, like Howie Mandel.
Deal or no deal.
And there's $300,000 sitting in front of you. You guys would say no deal.
Not worth it.
No.
Close the suitcase. Hannah would run up and charge the TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I am at a point in my life that I am too old to get my heart broke and start over again.
Okay.
I'm never too old for a new vacation, a new car. No.
James actually thinks he knows the price for heartbreak. What is the price? Oh. James, you actually have it calculated.
So, yeah, I have it calculated at $2.6 million. So it was about $1.8 million in marital assets. And about $8,000 a month in alimony after 15 years of marriage.
Oh, no!
Whoa!
Bro.
Yeah. And I was the one with the heartbreak. So, I mean, I agree with Hannah that you can get over it, and I have, and I found someone new. And
cheers to that.
And cheers to that. But I also agree with Brett. When you have children and you're married and you think about, you know, the house you're living in and the cost of your life, someone can leave you, break your heart, and cost you $2.6
million. My number was $100 million, and I'm feeling better about this now. Not that my boy right. said that he paid $2.6 million, because wow. AB said no one's going to pay that. But my guy James over here just dished out $3 million for it, like, and, you know, for heartbreak. I feel
it can happen.
And I feel like, and James seems like he's doing great. $3 million's not enough. Like, for me... Like
Brett, you were blind with this.
Yeah, probably.
You just don't know.
AB...
Hannah's 10,000, like, really makes me upset.
Why?
Because she's, like, thinks, like, you don't take, like, the heartbreak that she went through more serious because it was so painful.
That's just, like, astounding to me considering you just went through a breakup.
I mean, I know I'll get through it, so 10 grand is fine.
No, that's crazy.
I'm over here doing it for free. Yeah. All right?
Kevin's like a bachelorette contestant. He's like, I didn't sign up.
I just enjoy the ride. Thank you.
I do think that this segment really pointed out that, like, that heartbreak that AB has talked about on the show on multiple occasions.
It's very real.
We really hate that guy.
He did a number.
We are still commercial free, and that is free on Y98 St. Louis.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.